Returning now to our lead story on the job losses at Qantas, the union representing the airline's engineers has called on the government to re-nationalise Qantas to end its financial difficulties. Paul Cousins from the Australian Licensed and Aircraft Engineers Association told business reporter Pat McGrath that the sacking of 1,000 more staff has come as a shock.
We had literally absolutely no warning about this decision. It came through on the wire. This morning on the media, I saw it like everyone else, and we did hear rumblings last week that a major announcement was going to be made, and it certainly is a major announcement.
Where do you anticipate these jobs will be cut? Are you concerned that they will be cut in the engineers segment of the operation, which has already seen job cuts in recent years?
Well, we've certainly had thousands of jobs lost in engineering, Qantas Engineering, and I expect that, yes, there will be more jobs lost in Qantas Engineering. I fear, unfortunately, that it just won't be there. It'll certainly be across the network, and it'll be in positions that don't really need to go. The positions that need to go at the moment is the Qantas board. They've made absolutely poor decisions, especially in regards to the Jetstar franchise. They've sunk $1 billion into that particular venture, and it's only given us minimal profits, and it's basically a failure.
Now, from your organisation's perspective, what does Qantas need to do now?
Qantas itself needs to restructure, and we need to restructure from the top down. We need to get in there and clean out the board. The board needs to go, and people with actual aviation knowledge need to get in and structure this airline back to what it was and where its fundamental profits lay. This current management has instituted needless layers of management throughout just about every department and created the old adage where we've got only one rower and many chiefs at the front telling us how to row.
Now, Qantas has said that the chief executive, Alan Joyce, as well as the board, are prepared to take pay cuts as part of this restructure. Does that give you any sort of solace around what's likely to be coming the way of the engineers and other employees in the organisation?
Well, it's a bit of a token gesture, really, isn't it? I mean, when you're losing your job and someone says they're going to take a pay cut down from the $2.5 million normal a year and $3 or $4 million that they get in bonuses, there's absolutely no solace there whatsoever. I mean, we're talking people that earn multi-million dollars a year, to be quite honest, to the men on the floor, men and women on the floor. It's an obscene amount of money. And they just slap each other on the back and approve their own pay rises. So I think it's a token gesture. I think it's too little too late. And I think, to be quite honest, it's really time that the federal government step in and take this airline back.
That's Paul Cousins from the Qantas Engineers Union speaking to Pat McGrath.